This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wow, what a way to start a week. A deadly dust storm, smelly seaweed, and Aerosmith says adios, we're out of here. It's the Peace Out Tour for a legendary rock band. We had to throw in something that makes us happy, or at least some of us anyway. Hey, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us, as always, here on this show. If you're a first-timer, well, help me grab the wheel. This is a show about you. It's about what's happening in your backyard and mine and what we're talking about. And so you can't help it. I call it, what's the traffic accidents of the day? And unfortunately, so many of them involve weather. This dust storm in Illinois, wow, so bad. Right at 11 a.m. So think of the amount of traffic you would have then. Interstate 55, lots of trucks, a lot of cars on that road. I've been down that road several times. You're talking about the state capital, Springfield, and that's right around where it happened. So this dust from newly plowed fields just took off over the highway and created a massive dust storm. It caused 70 different kinds of vehicles to just crash because they're going along, and all of a sudden it hits your windshield, and it was eeny, meeny, miny, mo as to what happened. Six people were killed, 37 hospitalized with all kinds of injuries, some minor, thank goodness, but others life-threatening. And imagine you got to get in there and get all those people to the hospital as soon as you can. Helicopters were coming in when they could and trying to get as many people as they could to hospitals. So, wow, 70-plus different cars and trucks involved in this crash. It's a 2-mile stretch. And then even to add insult to injury in this, two semis caught fire in the middle of it. So it was a rough day at the office and a really sad day, sadly, for too many people that found themselves stuck in this. Because, the dust, it was 45-mile-an-hour winds that picked it up and you just could not see. It was like a thick, insane haze. And you're just there. You're just hit with it, and you just got to figure out how do I get through this. All right, I got to give you the payoff for the seaweed because it's nasty. I've been hearing about it now for months. Sargassum is what it's called, a bizarre name, and it goes along with this smelly blob of seaweed that is hitting the shores of Florida right when tourist season is at its biggest. And it's a huge economic driver, obviously, for the state of Florida. But you got 75 yards of seaweed before you even hit clear water. That is nasty. And you had a lot of people that have been going to Key West, and this is what they're encountering. You're not taking any kind of a dip in that. So how do they remove it? Well, they've got these big trucks that go and haul it out. I mean, they dig it up, they haul it out, and that's it. Dump it into trucks and take it away. And they're taking tons of it off of some of the beaches. And, of course, there have been sargassum belts before, but not quite this size. And it's this brown kind of algae. It's seaweed. And it's rotten smelling. It's mounds, just mounds and mounds of it. And it deprives oxygen from the water, so it creates these dead zones. And it's got that gas from the rotting algae, which is toxic and causes respiratory problems. So that's what people are getting. And then you've got heavy equipment now on these beaches, and what's happening is the sea turtle eggs, which that's a big thing. They're marked off for the sea turtles, but now you've got this massive clumps of algae. So if you were thinking of going to Key West, I'm just saying you might want to re-rack the time of that trip. Unless you just stay by the pool and you go and hit a bunch of golf balls, get some fancy drinks, maybe even if you go out on a fishing boat, I don't know how much of that you would encounter. Certainly not the same as walking along a beach. Here's a big story that we're talking about, and it's one that is so ugly and so sad, and for some reason they have not been able to find this suspect in the Texas massacre. It is now known that that suspect had been deported four times after entering the United States illegally. The story is becoming too common now at this point of what ordinarily becomes a neighborly thing and ends up with people being killed. So it happened on Friday, and what happened was in a small area called Cleveland, Texas, which is just outside of Houston, you had a neighbor who was shooting off his rifle, shooting it off nonstop. And Wilson Garcia and two other men walked over calmly to the neighbor who was doing that and asked if he would just go, because the baby was sleeping, if he would just go to the other side of the property. And he said he wouldn't do it. So they said, well, we don't want to call the police, but we can't keep having this. So they left. They walked back to their house. And when they were walking inside, and they were actually calling the police, and they called five times because they thought he was being threatening. Next thing you know, he's on their porch, cocks his gun, and he starts shooting. And he kills five people, including Wilson Garcia, who went over there, his house, to tell his neighbor, hey, please, would you mind? His wife and his son were killed. Ugh. Right before his very eyes. He still has a 2.5-year-old daughter and a 1-month-old son who were protected by a couple of women who threw themselves on top of them so the murderer wouldn't kill them too. And I cannot imagine walking around with this sick, sinking feeling. At this point, you have now more than 250 law enforcement officers of all sorts looking for Francisco Oropesa, 38 years old, armed and dangerous. There's pictures of him all over the place. They've gotten phone calls, 911 calls, thinking people saw them, and then they turned up empty leads. They found his cell phone in the woods, but didn't find him. They thought they would get close once they found the cell phone. So who knows at this point where he is. Let's hope that they find him. But they say they have zero leads as of, you know, Monday morning. They were saying zero leads. He could be anywhere. And it's so weird because Wilson Garcia says that in the past, he would chat with his wife friendly. They didn't have problems with each other, the families. He even helped chop a tree down and would come by the house. But then he just decided he was going to go after them once he didn't want to stop shooting in the one direction on the property, which is, wow, too much of this is what we're talking about. You know, it's so sad that even listening today to a sheriff talk about it, he could barely talk. He was so choked up. He was so choked up, he could barely get the words out of what was happening, what was the latest, when he talked about the young boy who was killed. And he said, look, I don't care if he's here legally, illegally, whatever. Five people died. And that's where my heart is. That's where we're at with this. Let's hope he is caught sometime very, very soon. All right, stay with us. More coming your way as we dive a little bit deeper on this show. Next, we're going into the man cave.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Anybody want to come in and talk sports cave? And I'll tell you what, by the way, you can get my book, Invade the Man Cave, on Amazon. It is being updated, though, so I would wait for the refresher copy because it even has some better stories in it. Because there's so much that happens in sports. It just, sports moves and moves and moves like sarcasm. Of just a big mass of sports. All right, let's just dive into it. The NBA, that is, and talk about that for a second here, because a couple of big games. Fear the Beard was big for the 76ers. How about that? Because the Celtics are such a good team, too. 119-115, Philly picks up the first one in TD Garden in Boston. And James Harden, 45 points. Six assists, even got a board, and that was a big reason for the win. So with the MVP finalist sideline, he did what he had to do because the 76ers really built their team around big man Joel Embiid, and he couldn't do it, so Harden matched his career high with those 45 points and even hit that go-ahead step-back three-pointer over Al Horford with 8.7 seconds left. So huge win for the Sixers because the Celts were on fire in the beginning of the game. I mean, they were just crushing Philadelphia. And then it got closer and closer. And, you know, that's playoff basketball. That's when it's fun to really, really watch. 10-point difference between the Suns and the Nuggets. The Nuggets came out on top, 97-87. They pulled away late, so they've got a 2-0 lead over the Suns. Suns are going to have to do that hurry-up magic to get back into this. But it's, you know, look, Devin Booker, One of my faves, Devin Booker, led Phoenix with 35 points and Kevin Durant with 24. Just wasn't enough. I know we got a lot of Suns fans that are listening to this show. And you lost Chris Paul because he had a groin injury in the third quarter. So they had to rely on the other players, obviously, that I just mentioned to try to get something done. And the Suns didn't shoot a single free throw in the first half. That's part of it. Paul finished with 8 points, but you know part of that story there because I just told you it. So Phoenix held the Nuggets to their lowest scoring first quarter all season. They limited them to 18 points. But in the end, it's about the score, and they lost, you know, by 10. So it looked good, and it looked good at moments for Phoenix, but Denver was too good, so it was about Denver. I know a lot of people are very excited about what's coming up next. The Lakers and the Warriors, they're the late game on Tuesday, and of course that means LeBron James and Steph Curry, two of the biggest names in the NBA. The six-seeded Warriors have the home court advantage in this best of seven, but the Lakers are better rested. So sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, who cares? You just throw all of that out the window. Los Angeles has had 3 days off since they clinched. The Warriors are rushing back into action after they beat the Kings late on Sunday afternoon. And it's going to be fun to watch this. I think this is going to be an excellent series. And like I said, I mean, we're looking at two of the best in the game, so that is part of the lore. And then the Heat and the Knicks, Miami leads 1-0. This one's in Madison Square Garden. And if you look at the Knicks being where they are, of course, injury is the big thing for both teams because they've had some serious injuries. The Heat star, Jimmy Butler, who's fun to watch, rolled his right ankle, tumbled to the floor after a foul shot with like 5 minutes left in the series opener, so that's not good. He stayed in Sunday's game and went through it, gutted his way through it, but you just don't know how that's going to turn out when you got ankle sprains in basketball. So he finished game one. Who knows what's going to happen in this next one? That's part of it for sure. Who can bounce back better? And the Knicks are favored here, but if they don't pick it up, and they're in the hole, too. That makes it, boy, that makes it tougher. But when you're talking about seven, it is a little bit different than when you're talking about five. So healthy is what both of these coaches want. And this will be a fun early one to watch for sure. All right, so we go from narrowing that down to a handful of teams in the East and the West to what else is being talked about in sports. And how about this? Snoop Dogg joins the bid to buy the Ottawa Senators. So hip-hop superstar and Mr. Commercial, you see him everywhere, right? Every time I think of, what's the beer that he does? I can't think of it. It's Corona. Every time I think of Corona, I think of Snoop Dogg. But anyway, he simply posted it on Insta on Monday that he's going to try to get involved in Ottawa. He says, I'm here. I'm joining the bid. I'm joining Nico Sparks' bid to buy the Senators. He's got 80 million followers, right? 80 million followers. I love it. Sparks would be the first black owner in NHL history. Now, the Ottawa franchise could reach a number north of 1 billion. And this isn't the first for Snoop, by the way, because he's been involved with sports in some sort of way through probably the latter half of his career. But there is some competition. Ryan Reynolds is the actor. Ryan Reynolds is part of another group that is interested, and he's a Canadian, in buying the Ottawa Senators. So you know, who knows? Supposedly they're the front runner, but there is no official date by which the senator's sale date is going to be completed. So they're vetting and meeting, and must be nice. Must be nice to do that, to just talk with whoever's coming. Oh, we've got $1 billion here. We've got another $1 billion offer here. Maybe we'll raise it a little bit more. Yeah, maybe. Hey, congratulations to Serena Williams, who I covered in some big tennis tournaments. She is pregnant with her second child. She announced that in her Insta post on Monday and said she was very, very excited to let everybody know. They're already, her and her husband are already parents to 5-year-old Olympia, and who apparently really likes tennis, and which is kind of interesting. And she's got the right mother for that, right? So now there's a second one coming, and that's very big news when you think about Serena at the U.S. Open last year retiring, and what a good run that she made. And she's married, of course, to Reddit co-owner Alexis Ohanian, and that is very big news. We're coming off the draft in the NFL. So there's lots of conversations about who's going to be in and who's going to be out and what the signings are going to be like and all that kind of stuff. And there's so many mini camps and, of course, training camps in between now and the start of the season. But once you hit May, and hard to believe, right, but we're in May. Once you hit May, it's the chatter really starts to pick up again. And so that's happening. That's happening big time. And you've got some of these draft choices that are going to be put right into action, which is kind of exciting and maybe scary for some, but they have time to go through some of those reps and everything that you do once you're picked up. And there is something to being drafted and knowing that you have this shot, that everything you went through when you played football in the early days, like the peewee football for a lot of them, then you go to college and you play for maybe a Division III school even, and you've got one of those lucky picks. It's fun to watch the career. I call it the feeder system. It's fun to watch what happens with the feeder system and to see some of the players that dropped lower in the draft, and they end up being some of the big superstars in the future. Seahawks, by the way, declined an option, their fifth-year option on starting inside linebacker Jordy Brooks. They said it would have locked him into a full guarantee, so they said, uh-uh. Coming up next, oh, you're going to love her, Kelly Popwell. She's got such an interesting book, Heart Race. Stay tuned. I got some man in style, so I'm not an
MC. I am a teacher. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. A giant dust storm in Illinois is being blamed for a massive traffic pileup resulting in several deaths and at least 30 injuries.
Approximately 20 commercial motor vehicles and 40 to 60 passenger cars were involved. This includes two truck tractor semi-trailers that caught fire as a result of the crashes.
Illinois State Police Major Ryan Stark says the dust created zero visibility on Interstate 55 that resulted in the massive pileup in the Springfield area. J.P. Morgan Chase is buying most of the assets of troubled First Republic Bank. The FDIC had taken control of the bank and began working with J.P. Morgan Chase on the sale to protect the deposits of First Republic customers. Cities along the southern U.S. border are worried about an illegal immigrant influx once the COVID-era immigration restriction Title 42 expires on May 11th, the mayor of El Paso already declaring a state of emergency. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Around on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We are so excited to have a conversation with Kelly Popwell. Her book is called Heart Race, and it is exactly the kind of genre that I absolutely love. This is a story that will pull you in and will take you all the way through. In fact, I think it's going to be very hard to put down. So again, let's talk about the book. Let's talk with Kelly about how she came up with this story. Kelly, thanks for popping on.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. So what was it that drove you, first of all, to write this novel?
My husband, well, my boyfriend at the time, we started writing little stories to one another, and he just liked my writing style, and he says, I really think that you should write a book. And I had never thought about it before, and I thought, you know what? It'd be great for a fiction because you can make up your story, you can make up your characters, and you can just, you know, go with what you want. I mean, and everybody likes to be in a fantasy world, so you know it's fiction, but then also, you know, it could be like somebody's story, but they're living every day.
Let's talk about the story. Somebody comes up to you and they say, Kelly, what's the book about? I love the cover. What's the story about?
I like to call this genre, I basically call it a political romance thriller because it's got all these different components. It's got the romance and it's got the thriller because this, the political person that she is running against is very, has a lot of scandal and very scrupulous, and he just has a lot of demons in his closet. And she's this wholesome, honest attorney, and she just can't understand that these people could be this scrupulous when they get into office. And she just has to overcome all these issues with her opponent. So, yeah.
Ooh. And we, you know, we're not going to give away all the stories.
Right.
Tell us about developing her. Tell us about personality, all of that.
Okay. Well, the main character in this story, she's an attorney from New Hampshire, and her name is Casey Butler. And the way I came up with her name was because my name at the time was Kelly Blumbaugh, so I wanted to use my initials, so I came up with Casey Butler. So it would be, you know, kind of a play on me. And Casey is an attorney, and she came from an honest family, and she went to law school, got her degree, and then somebody had asked her about running for either a House seat or a Senate seat, and she just didn't think it was right at the time. And then, you know, when she saw, like, you know, an African-American become a president, she saw all these, you know, Secretary of State became women and an open gay cabinet member, she's like, now might be a good time for me to run. And what she has to do is she has to look for a campaign manager and get all these different affairs in order to make her run for Senate. And she puts the word out, and she's looking at all these different candidates, and she finds a guy from South Carolina. And he comes up, and they had a good rapport. So he became her campaign manager, and unbeknownst to them, they had some chemistry, and they started to fall in love, but she knew it wasn't right. He knew it wasn't right, but you know how it is when two people get together that fall in love.
How fun. So again, it's like you said, it's political romance thrill. I like the way that you build that, because that's exactly what you've got here in your work, which, by the way, you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And, you know, you have Casey Butler and obviously a female and female in the political works and what that's like. Was it fun for you to write this?
Oh, absolutely. The nice part about it, especially being fiction, you can start to type and then all of a sudden an idea will pop in your mind, whether it's a new character you want to develop, then you have to name that character, you have to get a background on that character. And you kind of like, you can make it up as you go. And it's like, I'm just typing along. It's like, oh, I could use this person's name, or I could make this character. And it was just so easy flowing that it just developed as it went on. It was like, and it goes in a different way than what you first expected. When you go into it, you think this is the beginning, this is the middle, this is the end. And as you're going, different things just started to develop. It's like, oh, you know, I can pull this in now. And a lot of it goes from, you know, your own life story or what you see on the news. And it's just really a good development as I progressed into it.
Yeah, you know, they say a sign of a good book is when the character lives with you. And I can tell she definitely lived with you, where that's why you said, you know, you have this idea. Someone saw that ability in you to tell a good story. And then she and the story actually takes you in different directions. How fun is that? Was this just a gas for you to write this book?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it was, I had so much fun writing it and developing things. And in the book, there's a dog, Casey. She doesn't have any children. She's not married, but she has a dog, and this dog is her life. And she just, you know, and I know a lot of people out there, just their dogs are like their world. You see them walking around in strollers and stuff with their dogs and buy them all these things. So she has a good background, and she's just a wholesome person. And like I said, her dog means a lot to her. Her dog in the story is named Bella. It's a black lab. And there's a lot of funny things that happen with the dog in the story as well.
Oh, I love that. And we have such a dog-centric population. Trust me, there, and you know this, there are so many people that absolutely love dogs. And, you know, you see how politics are. And what comes out of what you talk about in your book is, gosh, how hard, you know, campaign manager, how hard it is to really run.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've worked with a state senator at one point on her campaign many years ago, and just just the amount of decisions that have to go into something. You have to have a campaign slogan. You have to have the color scheme that you want. You have to make your posters that you're putting up. You want to do your T-shirts. And everything has to focus around one point. And like in Casey's point, she loves the color purple. So purple was in her color scheme. It was like, you'll see that when she does her one big campaign, fundraiser, she has the purple flowers and, she develops around that. And then her campaign slogan is, we've got to do it right this time for Washington. And everything develops from that. And it just seemed to flow when I was doing it.
Yeah, and you can tell that, absolutely. So what do you hope when people pick up your book, what do you hope they take away from reading Heart Race, your novel?
I want them to take away the fact that when you fall in love, it's not just you. It's another person. And the fact that sometimes you can't control your feelings. When you meet somebody and it just sometimes happens and you don't want it to happen, but sometimes the chemistry is just too much. And then the whole fact that she is an honest and wholesome person, she doesn't want to fall out of being that person as well. And she just has an aura around her that she can draw people in, and then these people, like other characters that came into the story, it's like she has a sense of, she likes to help people. And the people who she's helping is like, why are you helping me? And she just has a rapport with these people and she just draws them in. And the other characters in the story as well, some other ones fall in love because they interacted with her.
Ooh, does this make you want to write more books? Because we want to read more of your books.
Oh, absolutely. If I had more time, I would just, if I could be dropped on a deserted island with just a pen and paper for a month, I would love it. I just, right now, it's so hard to find the time because of working and everything that I can actually sit down and write. But the stories are in my head. I just have to get them onto paper. But there's times it's like, when I was writing this book, there was times I'd wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, my character could do that. So I would have a pen and paper beside my bed. But I didn't want to turn on the light to interrupt my husband. So I would like try to write in the dark. Then I'd get up the next morning and go, okay, try to decipher this. And then I remembered what I was writing.
Oh, how funny. So you have, I mean, so it's funny because Casey is definitely still with you and sometimes there in your thoughts and giving you ideas about, hey, don't put me away yet.
Right. And there's some people that have read the book that have, they would call me and go, when's the sequel coming out? I need to know what happens when she goes to D.C.
Right, because what's the other side of that? Yeah.
Yeah, so there's times it's like, should I do a sequel to this, or should I just do a whole new different cast of characters or something? So, but it definitely could have a sequel to it, the way it ended.
It could, and we're not going to tell anyone about the ending. You have to pick this book. It will pull you in. It's so easy to pick up. Like I said before, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Kelly Popwell, terrific catching up with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And the best part about this book is Keith Urban makes an appearance several times because she's a fan of his. So Keith Urban does make an appearance with his wife, Nicole, for a fundraiser. And like I said, my ultimate goal in life would be to write the Keith Urban biography for him. But whenever it comes to that, maybe someday. But, it's just the book is so well taken by so many people so far.
Yep, I love it. And I love that you put in the Keith Urban, the nod to Keith Urban, because how much you enjoy him and enjoy his music and have met him, etc. So that we're not going to give everything away, but it's really, again, a great book to read. Kelly, thanks.
Thank you so much, Kate. It was great talking with you.
You too. Somebody, love somebody like you.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I had kind of this thing about what was coming at me, like what was under the bed. So I love the title of this book. We had a great off-air conversation, and she joins us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The name of the book is Under the Bed, Fred, Every Child's Nighttime Superhero. Michelle Toole, thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
You and I talked off the air, and we really did. We had such a lively conversation about this. What was it that led you to write this book?
Well, you know, like I told you, I was a nanny for one of the coolest little kids ever. And he would come home from preschool, and he was supposed to take a nap. And his name is Jack. And he said to me, because we miss Mimi, because Mimi's my nickname. And he said, Miss Mimi, I'm scared. Would you lay down with me? And I'm like, well, yeah, Jack. I said, what are you afraid of? He said, the monster's under the bed and in my closet. And I said, buddy, I said, it's cool. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll stay with you. I said, but you really don't need me. I said, because under your bed, you have a superhero, and his name is Fred. And I said, when you go to sleep, he comes out, and he does his job, and he chases off the monsters and the bad guys. Of course, being 3 years old, he looked under the bed, and I told him, you can't see him. He's in an apartment under your bed. He only comes out when you're asleep, and as soon as you wake up, he's off duty, and he goes back to watching his TV or whatever he does, and he lives under your bed. Of course, being 3 years old, he bought that, so it all worked out pretty well.
And then what made you decide, hey, this would be just a great children's book?
Well, you know, I started talking to people, you know, because being a nanny and also having being around little kids and stuff all the time, it's pretty common. You know, they're afraid of stuff in the closet. They're afraid of stuff under the bed. I was too. I mean, I would lay there really, really still because I was sure that if I moved, it was going to come out and get me. So, you know, that was part of it. But every little kid has this fear. And I just thought, you know, all of us feel like we want to be watched over. And the best way to do that is to give them a superhero who can combat whatever happens. You know, and like I said, little kids are great because, I mean, especially really little kids, because you can tell them anything. And especially if they love you and trust you, they believe you. So,
absolutely.
And after that, we didn't need our kid. Well, they called his pacifier a boppy. And I'm like, he's 3 years old. He doesn't need a boppy. So we lost the fear of monsters under the bed, and we lost the boppy all at the same time. So it all worked out for all of us.
Yeah, boy, that family must have loved you.
Yeah, actually, when he went to school full time is when I had to leave them. And it's really funny because his dad said, we're going to have to find another nanny. And I said, it won't be too hard. And he goes, yes, it is, Mimi. He said, you're really, really good. I don't know if we're going to find another one like you. And I said, well, thank you very much, but I got to work full time.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Wow, how neat. So tell us about Fred. Tell us about the character, because for somebody listening to this and they think, wow, this is an intriguing book. I can get this. I can give this at a baby shower. I can get this for my own kids. I can get this for grandkids or other kids that I know. Tell us about the character.
Well, you know, again, Fred is a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
He has a friend he hangs out with. She hasn't quite fully gotten her act together. Her name's Clarissa, and she lives in the closet. And they hang out together. But, yeah, Fred, he lights up. And he comes out from underneath of the bed and from his apartment, and he can sit and he can hang anywhere. He can sit on your curtain rod. He can sit on the headboard. He can lay in the bed with you. And he lights up and he talks and he tells everybody, don't worry about this. I got this. You know, whatever's going to come after you, I'm Fred the superhero. And they're not going to mess with me because they all know who I am.
Yeah, when you write a children's book, a lot, obviously the story is huge, but also the illustration. That's why I asked you about the character, and you really fleshed that out for us. So in trying to put that in a book and coming up with a cover, what was that process like?
Well, it really wasn't very difficult. I mean, two little boys that I was a nanny for 5.5 years, they were really into superheroes. You can pretty much ask me anything about the Avengers and the Marvels because, sadly, I know. So I've been exposed a lot to the whole superhero thing. You know, and kids will actually, I actually sit and color and draw with my kids, and I'd say, what is that? And they say, oh, that's the monster that lives under my bed. And I would say, well, you know what? I got a guy, and you got a guy, and I said, he lives under your bed. And so the kids would basically tell me or show me or draw for me what was haunting them. You know, so it kind of rolls around in your brain, and you start doodling, and you start thinking about stuff. And it's like, okay, what would really be scary if I was 2 or 3 or 4 years old? You know, and that's where that came from. Of course, Mom and Dad can't be there all the time. As you read the book, you know, Dad is here. But in the meantime, like I said, every little kid's like, oh, well, you can't leave me. So, like I said, the monsters and stuff are kind of, they're kind of developed from other little kids that I've nannied and mentored because, like I said, we sit, we color, we draw, we talk. You know, I love children because they have no filters. And they'll tell you exactly what they think, and they'll tell you exactly what they're afraid of. And sometimes you can say, well, can you draw me a picture of what your monster is? And they say, oh, well, this is how it looks. So I can't say that it was completely me because I did get some help from the little people in my life.
I like that. Draw, color, and talk. That sounds really fun to do. I think some adults could use that. So you've said this, Michelle, in our conversation, but what do you, as now a children's author and having it out there in the world, what do you hope the takeaway is for this book, for anybody that gets it?
Well, you know, I hope that they can embrace the whole idea to show their kids that there's really nothing to be afraid of. And I really feel like the book, when, you know, children are very visual, you know, and if you sit down with them and they can actually see that they can visualize this actual being under their bed, I believe that, you know, they're just going to be, oh, okay, it's cool. And like I said, kids will believe anything. And by showing them, this is Fred, and he is real. you know, they tend to, I've given the book to a couple different people. I talked to one of my friends yesterday that's got four kids. All of them have issues. They're adopted. And she said, Mimi, she said, your book is amazing. She said, my little guy who would just not go to bed, she said, I sit and I read that book every single night to him and show him the pictures. And she just tells him, see, your Aunt Mimi's taking care of it. Look, she knows Fred, and Fred is here, and you can go to sleep. And that's basically what I want to tell the parents is, you know, them being able to read something, see something, you know, they're like, oh, okay, then this is real. Because when you just tell kids something, they're like, okay, but just like anybody else, if you can actually show them, and like I said, little kids are really very accepting. They're like, oh, okay, yeah, I buy this. Yes, there's Fred, and I know that I'm okay. Yeah. And as I told you, when we talked initially, I eventually want to get to the point where I can actually produce a doll so that the kids can have something to play with and hold on to. My vision is that he's a nightlight, a plush nightlight, and so they can play with him, they can hold him, and if they're afraid of the dark, they can just flip that switch and turn that LED hair on to hot pink and hot red, and they know that he's on duty and that he's watching over them.
Ooh, I love that idea, especially being able to switch hair colors, etc. That would be really, really neat. The name of the book, again, is Under the Bed, Fred, Every Child's Nighttime Superhero. We're speaking with Michelle Toole. You can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Did this also whet your appetite for doing more books?
Yeah, actually, it does, Kate. They've actually asked me, you know, what else do you have in the pipeline? And I said, well, I got Clarissa, the closet keeper. And I said, she's more for the little girls. She's, you know, little girls love pink and purple, and they love hair bows and necklaces. So what's next in the whole series here, which is kind of what I'm moving ahead with or trying to move ahead with, is that, okay, now here's a character that hangs out with Fred, but little girls can relate because, again, instead of a cape, she's got on a pearl necklace with a big C on it. She's got the ballet slipper. She's got, you know, the bows in her hair, and she lives in a very sweet, very feminine apartment in each kid's closet. And I think that's what little girls are going to be drawn to, that I think more so even than Fred. I mean, Fred is great, but again, just having been around so many children for so long, they're going to gravitate towards Clarissa. And that's basically the next one that we're working on next. It's kind of in the pipeline.
Yeah.
I just didn't finish it because I had to get Fred. I had to get Fred up and moving.
That's right. And so Fred's moving, so she's next. I love it. And I like the whole idea, and especially, you know, because as having been a nanny, you can really relate to these kids, like you said, telling them to, let's see it, draw it, color it, and taking that fear away. And that's a big fear for a lot of kids, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I was afraid of it.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm sure there was something under my bed, and I was sure that if I covered up my head and I just lay really, really still and breathe very shallowly, that it wouldn't know I was in bed and it wouldn't come out, you know? So, I mean, I think every little kid has that genuine fear, especially a lot of kids have a fear of the dark.
Yeah.
You know, and Fred basically will illuminate that darkness for them as well, you know?
Yep, so. I can relate. Perfect place to end this. Michelle, thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it, Kate.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.